Morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Well, you guys have charged my credit card for something that I did not authorize. And I contacted my credit card company, and they gave me your phone number to call you guys and ask you to please take that off, and also to erase my credit card from your system.
Okay, we have no way of doing the latter because we don't create orders for anyone. People, you know, order products themselves online, and then they call us to cancel or extend.
I didn't order this charge.
Okay, give me one moment.
It's a fraudulent charge.
Okay, can I have your first and your last name?
James Butts, B-U-T-T-S.
And if you can verify your shipping and or mailing address for me, please.
Billing address, 9108 Hialeah Circle South, North Richland Hills, Texas, 76182.
Can you give me your address one more time? I do apologize. My computer was still loading. I thought it would be done by now.
9108. Hialeah Circle South, North Richland Hills, Texas, 76182.
Do you go by another address?
1169 North Burleson Boulevard, Suite 107, PMB 343, Burleson, Texas, 76028.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. You paid shipping and handling for...
Let me explain what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked to do a survey, and I did it, and it said select a gift. I selected a gift, said you only have to pay shipping. That was a charge you guys put through for $5.74. That's acceptable. However, what I did not realize, you had a hidden charge in there that you could bill me, I don't know, a monthly fee or whatever after that deal, and you billed me for $67.32. I did not knowingly authorize that, so I would like for you to issue a refund.
Okay, allow me
that amount.
To explain what this was. You had a dash cam, which you did pay the shipping and handling cost for $5.74 to have it shipped to you. It was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. The membership fee for the Factory Direct Savings Store is $67.32, and you were billed 40 hours later after signing up. Being a member gets you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gas Club.
I did not knowingly join something.
Yes, sir.
That's why I wish that to be canceled and refunded. I do not wish to be a member of anything.
As a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% refund. That's 35%
of
your money back.
No, I want $67.32 taken off my card.
Okay, the highest I can go. Go ahead.
Then you find somebody who can. This is wrong. It is fraudulent.
Okay, the highest I can
sign up. I did not agree to a membership, knowingly agree to any membership in anything.
Yes, sir.
It is not clearly expressed to me. I did not do it. This is one of those things that companies today are doing with these hidden charges, and I do not want this charge on my card. I have disputed it. It will not be on my card.
You already disputed it with your bank?
Yes, I did.
Well, if you already disputed with your bank has to call and let us know that the dispute has been dropped. So I can't issue any refund until your bank calls us and let us know that they have dropped a dispute. So I can't issue you any refund since you already disputed it with your bank.
Okay. Well, why do your companies do stuff like this? I don't understand that criminal mentality that they treat people this way. It is wrong. It's just flat wrong. You offer something that seems to be so clear and legal. I took a survey. And for doing that, it didn't say you'll sign up for something. It's a survey. I did the survey and said, now pick a gift. It had nothing about joining something. That is fraudulent. You should be ashamed to work for a company like that, because they obviously have criminal intent. They think people will simply, oh, okay, that's not that much money. I'll go ahead and pay it. I'm not one of those people.
Yes, I just work for a third-party call center, but, you know.
I know that. You don't make the rules. The crooks that run the company make the rules, and I wish there was a way to abolish those companies. Small potatoes for the government. I will definitely file a report that I have been snookered by this company, and we'll just see what happens. But thank you for your time.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.